Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. It's Thursday. Okay, it's actually really not Thursday. But I'm your host, Lance, and we're going to talk a little bit of history. And actually, we're not going to talk a little bit of history. So, Thursday night at 12:01, the SNES Classic came out. I stood in line, got mine. It was a lot of fun. I was really, really excited. I waited in line at a local Walmart for about 4.5 hours. So, not too bad, really. It was inside, all things considered. Some of my buddies were up there, so I decided to go on up there and get one. And while I was up there, I interviewed a few other people in line right before it came out. And we talked about what games we're excited about, you know, the NES Classic, which, honestly, the game I'm most excited about, probably Street Fighter. As bad as that is, I'm really excited to play some Street Fighter. But I had the NES Classic, you know, I had all these games growing up. If you follow me on Instagram, you see that I still have a lot of these games. So, it's a lot of fun. There are a lot of cool people out there. Glad I got to talk to them all. So, here are a few people that we got to talk to while we were in line.
All right, we're here at the midnight release of the SNES Classic. Big crowd here. Already all the systems spoken for. Counting down the minutes now. We're really looking forward to it. I thought it'd be fun to kind of go around and ask everybody what games they're looking forward to, you know, what they expect out of the system and everything. We're going to cheat a little bit. I know the first guest. We got Chris here. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing great, man. So we've been out here a few hours on this hard floor, and it's been a lot of fun, but I'm really looking forward to this system. How about you?
Yeah, I am definitely looking forward to it. I never had a Super Nintendo growing up, so definitely looking forward to this one.
Nice. What, you know, not having a Super NES, you're not familiar with, maybe haven't played a whole lot of the games, but which games are you looking forward to the most to try out?
Definitely Super Mario World, just because growing up, I always got to play it at the, you know, the demo cases. So, I've had it since then, but it's just having it just in that experience. And then, of course, Mario RPG and pretty much any of the Mario games that are going to be on there.
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about Donkey Kong Country being on there too. That was one of my favorites. I think it was going to be good. Did you get an NES Classic when they came out last year?
No, I've ordered two, and both of them got like rejected or whatever, you know what I mean?
So yeah, that stinks.
It's just an annoying process.
Well, awesome. Well, I hope you enjoy it. I really look forward to it. Well, we got you here. Anything you want to plug coming up or anything? Chris is one of our local artists and super talented and everything. Where can people find your artwork out there?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mostly check out Instagram. It's C. Nazario Designs. And, Instagram's good for artwork in general.
Yeah.
But Twitter and Facebook is kind of meh.
Yeah. More words, less pictures.
Maybe
that's why I'm so bad at Instagram, because I don't know
what
to
do. It's
all words, yeah. So awesome. Well, Chris, thank you. We're just a few minutes away, and I hope you enjoy your system.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're still here waiting in line. We got Josh. Josh, how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, man, I'm tired.
You were the first one here, actually.
I was. I showed up here at 5 o'clock.
For those of you mathing at home, 5 to midnight is almost a full day's work. And I think we can safely say that the floors here are not exactly great for standing on for 7 hours.
They have little mats here at Walmart. I wish I'd known earlier. I'd have stole it.
Oh, I mean, we looked at some benches and stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Growing up, did you have a Super NES?
I did, man. We had Donkey Kong Country, and we had the Super Mario World, and that's what's so exciting. It just takes you directly back to the 90s, you know, right back to your childhood. So,
are there any games in particular you're looking forward to on this one?
Well, like I said, Donkey Kong Country and Mario Kart.
How do you feel about the Star Fox 2?
It's exciting. Having not been released, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
They canceled it because they were afraid it couldn't keep up with like the Dreamcast, or not the Dreamcast, the PlayStation and the Saturn at the time. And so, you know, I'm curious as to what caliber of graphics it is, you know, if it's like, you know, I'm really interested, I'm going to enjoy it, I know that.
It'll be good either way, and you got to remember that they are Super Nintendo games, and so, you know, we live with this, the rose tinted glasses, where you're going to be like, oh, this is what it looked like to have a Super Nintendo, and so in HD nonetheless, but it's still going to be the graphics of Super Nintendo, so it's going to be super cool.
Yeah, did you manage to pick up an NES Classic last year?
I didn't, I wanted one, but it just didn't happen, and it kind of slipped past me before I realized what was going on, but... Yeah, I didn't get it.
Well, supposedly they're restocking them, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed, we'll see. For sure.
So, well, cool. Well, Josh, thank you so much for being on the show, and yeah, we're just a few minutes away now.
All right.
All right, we are still waiting for this to come out. We're in the final minutes, though, now. We're counting down. We're here with one of my coworkers from a place that's not where we're buying this at. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oops. But... How you doing today, man?
Doing good. Just happy to be here.
Yeah.
I would have been at our work, but have an 8 a.m. in the morning, so I look forward to that.
Well, and out of the 17 we have, you're number 17.
Number 17, thanks to you.
Yeah, you're cutting it close.
Yeah.
So, growing up, did you have a Super NES?
I never did. The only one I had a Nintendo 64, but it was like my brother's. I don't know. I'm kind of like the younger generation, so I never really got like to play them, more or less.
You never got exposed to the brutal nature NES and the Super NES. They're a lot of fun. So, what games on here are you looking forward to?
All of them.
All of them? Nice. That's a good
answer. Not really a specific game. I mean, like you said, since I never really got to play them, I just kind of want to, I don't know, I kind of want to get that feel, because... I mean, growing up, I grew up with, like, the PlayStation and the Xbox, so...
The stuff a little more polished.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you get an NES Classic last year?
Yes, I did. It's still sitting in the box. I should probably play it sometime.
It's a lot of fun. It's got a lot of great games on it, too. It'll be interesting. So, that 8 a.m. class, how much of this are you going to play tonight?
I'm not sure yet, to be honest. I mean, I also have to study for an exam I'm supposed to take tomorrow, so.
Oh. I mean, you sound a little sick in your voice. You may be sick.
I had bronchitis like a week ago.
And not be able to make it to class tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe we'll keep on with that.
Professors, if you're listening, he's super, super sick. He looks real rough, and he's just not going to be able to make it tomorrow, so just let him pass. Nice. Awesome, man. Well, thanks for being on the show, and... get those systems here in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
So there you have it. A lot of people really excited about this new system. A lot of good games. What I was really shocked by, and it's not just the couple of guys we talked to, but a few of the other people in line I talked to, how many of these people have never had an NES? How, you know, this was their first experience to a lot of these games, their first exposure to the Super Nintendo, and I think that's really cool, and that's why I love these classic systems that they're doing. That's why I think they're a lot of fun, and shouldn't be sold for hundreds of dollars on the aftermarket, because there are people out there who either genuinely want to play these games because it reminds them of their childhood and wants to relive these memories, and then there's people who have heard of these games and want to feel that, you know, experience of playing them for the first time that some of us did 20 some odd years ago. So, I hope if you wanted one, you got one. Supposedly they're going to be on shelves and pretty well stocked. So don't pay scalper prices. And Nintendo's came out and said, do not pay scalper prices. They will make enough. It just may take a little bit of time. So, and if you bought one, don't resell it. Open it up, enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. They really are. They're a whole lot of fun. But that's going to be it for us today. Let us know if you got one. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button. Also, leave us good reviews. We appreciate that. It lets us know we're doing a good job and that you're happy. And any good reviews we do read out on air. And when I say we, I mean all the shows on the network. You got me and you got the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and our monthly show together, Family Sounds. So that's a lot of fun. If you're in the Lubbock area this weekend, make sure to check out Freaky Tiki Tavern Saturday night from 7 to 9. Derek and I are going to be hosting the Star Comics 40th Anniversary Bash. Really looking forward to that. We got a lot of trivia, lots of stories, budget cosplay, which is cheap cosplay. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're not in Lubbock, make the drive. You know, there's other things to do in Lubbock, but that's the main thing to do this weekend. We're really excited about it. That's it for us. If you want to talk to me directly, thenightnerd@outlook.com or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those emails. So, again, I'm Lance. I'm out. I'm going to go wait in line again and try and get my buddy one of these things. And then I'm going to play Cuphead. We'll see you next time.
Well, Cuphead and his pal Mugman, they like to roll the dice. By chance they came upon a devil's game, and gosh, they paid the price.